to you.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, Lego?
Good morning, Lagos. I know. It's been a very good weekend. Money-wise, maybe not, but it's been a good weekend. I don't know about you.
Funny, I think things are getting better. Like, money-wise,
it's easing up a bit.
A bit.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me over the weekend. So what? You know what? I wanted to cook. I ran out of crayfish. Now, because we don't have cash, we had to, go to the supermarket to buy crayfish. It's crazy. It's like, because that's the only place
for like how
that
much
you could do a transfer or use your card.
How much did you buy?
About 2,000.
Okay, that's enough for transfer. Because if it was like 1,500, I'm always very angry to do transfers like that.
Money is money, man. But I mean, that's how serious things are. So you, I literally saw a friend of mine from back in Calabar. I saw her at the supermarket, and guess what? She came to buy fish, to buy these, yam, everything from the supermarket. Mm-hmm. Because that's, so I'm imagining the people who are selling the market are barely selling anything because they don't have access to cash.
They now have, so the funny thing is, before now, so you want to buy from mothers in the market, they'll tell you, I can't till now. See, mommy, I want to transfer. Why not? I used to collect. I'm like, good, I love this.
Yeah, but what's the percentage of the people who are able to get it? Because you see, yes, a few of them that have now subscribed to, you know, that's how they call them. They're not bank accounts. They're like wallets, like money wallets. Mm-hmm. I don't want to advertise any, but you know what I mean.
Understand.
So yes, they might not, the money might not go directly to them, but they will have a way of getting it, you know. So a couple of them are subscribing to
it. Yeah, and that, what you do again is, if you don't have the account, they have somebody in the market with them who they can, you know.
Yes.
Tell that, oh, I want to send money to your account. How do I get
this? This is the amount of money, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Which is good. It's easing the wahala of, you know, not having cash.
Cash, yeah.
But something has to be done because people need access to their money. So, yes, I finished selling today. How do I go back to the market to buy other things to replace?
Oh, plus even the market person, you're sending the money to their account. How do they get the cash?
Yes.
Go home with it.
So, good morning, Murphy. We're here again.
Mm-hmm.
We woke up on your behalf.
Yes.
Yes, we're here again. Hi, Murphy. You're doing good? We're always going to stress you until something is done. Do you understand me? Good morning, Lagos. Welcome. How was your weekend? I hope you enjoyed yourself because you see, this is where Lagos's best conversation resides, and we're about to blow your mind. Are you ready? Good morning. Let's do this.
This is What's Up Lagos. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 10 minutes going past the 10 o'clock hour. It's What's Up Lagos. My name is Mariana Kornfetter is here, but let's sound off. That's how we start off the show. Now, the police, the People's Democratic Party, are reacting to a viral audio that's threatening Lagos voters. But, I mean, I'm going to start here. It's World Radio Day. And today, our theme mostly is centering around peace. Peace. You know, and just so you know, I'm an international peace ambassador, so it's my job to emphasize the peace part of our theme for this year's World Radio Day. And radio can be used to make or mar. Clear example is what happened in Rwanda. You know, it was a radio, it was a talk on the radio that, you know, singled out a group of people and insulted them and berated them. And that's the beginning of what we call a genocide today that happened in Rwanda. I'm saying that to say this. It's our job as journalists, whether radio, whether TV, to try to filter messages like this and try to always look at things from the peaceful perspective, you know. But it's very difficult when we're doing our jobs and these so-called politicians or political jobbers, you know, go out there and try to heat up the polity. Now, a yet-to-be-identified person has asked residents and traders to vote for the ruling APC or risk eviction from the community. Now, the police in Lagos State and the People's Democratic Party have reacted to that viral audio clip in which two men threatened some residents and traders to vote for the ruling APC in the general elections or risk eviction from the Etiosa community. Now, the police spokesperson, Benjamin Hundain, told the Premium Times newspaper on Sunday that the police were carrying out a forensic analysis on the audio to identify those behind it. The news agency of Nigeria reported that a traditional ruler was one of those that issued a threat that and that he would be invited for questioning by the police. However, Mr. Hundain said the outcome of the police investigation will determine who will be called for questioning. The APC said the audio did not involve any of its members or leaders. Now, let me give you a little more background. So, in the 11 minutes and 34 seconds audio, the yet-to-be-identified man and one other at a meeting with traders and residents of the Gbara community in Etiosa local government asked for people to bring out their PVCs. The man wanted to know how many people at the meeting had PVCs, but only about 20 answered in the affirmative. The man said, "I'm sure if we take the number of people here, we will not be less than 60, but we have only 20 people that have PVCs. What's happening to the rest? Because we're ready to fight. Yes, I'm not hiding it. I have to be blunt," he said. "I have narrated everything to you. In the continent, we have Africa. Out of that, we have West Africa. And in West Africa, we have Nigeria. And in Nigeria, there is Lagos. And in Lagos, there's Etiosa. Within Etiosa, we have the Gbara community. And by the grace of God, Gbara, today we can take our decision." I don't want to go straight into, you know, but then some time ago, the deputy governor of this state had told a particular candidate to go to his state and campaign. So I'm not shocked that some regular guy in Gbara community or two guys would have the effrontery to tell people that if you don't vote for so-so-so person, we will send you back. Lagos is for everybody. Lagos is for everybody. Yes. And just it's just like any other state, is for everybody. It is for everybody. You have no right whatsoever to tell people who to vote for. You have no right whatsoever to tell people where they can and cannot campaign. As long as they're doing it within the ambits of the law and the Electoral Act covers them, then you have no right. Because you support one party or the other, or because you support one person or the other, you have no right. Sir, madam, you have no right. It's embarrassing, it's shameful that nobody calls these people to order. Yes, and I would have appreciated that that issue, when it was raised at the time, would have been, you know, the person involved would have been called to order. And I'm talking about the deputy governor at the time. And now, who's going to call these people to order? Yes, the police is saying they're investigating. But does it stop there? Because we have to set an example.
Sure.
Who's going to be ducked so that this can stop? Elections are a few days away. And we don't need the polity to be heated up already. Already, there are too many problems that we're dealing with. Why do you have to do this? Why are you trying to heat up the polity? Gbara is a very tiny community compared to the rest of Lagos. And I don't understand who's giving you this morale, this temerity, the effrontery to tell people that if you don't vote, we will put you out. Who told you that you own the land? Who told you? And when you send all of these people away, all that money, all the bragging rights that Lagos has as the economic capital of the country, where's it going to go? Because you see, those people take their businesses away, and where would Lagos get all that revenue from? We don't think before we start talking, because we want a small, because somebody is giving you small money, tiny amount of money, your head is growing like football.
Let's not even jump into conclusions and say, okay, somebody has given you money. Could you term that as overzealousness?
Or no matter how
too much love
of you
are, presidential candidate that you want people to vote for, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
And why can't I allow other people vote for whoever they want to? Let them vote for who they... It's not your problem. You vote. You have one vote. You vote. Whoever you decide to vote for the person. But you see, if you start this in Lagos, and don't forget that, you know, Lagosians are not only in Lagos. Your brother might be in Kaduna. Your sister might be in Anambra. if people begin to do that in their different communities, do you think we'll still have Nigeria? But we don't want that. Let everybody vote for whoever they want, because you see, this Nigeria is for all of us. And that's Sound Off. WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, 20 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. This is where Lagos's best conversation resides. And guess what? It's World Radio Day. Did you know? Did you know that it's World Radio Day today? Yes, because Sheriff talked about it, didn't he? And I mean, I put up a tweet, you know, to celebrate all those who love radio and those who have been on your radio from when you were growing up until now. And I mean, it's Valentine's weekend or week. In fact, it was the Valentine's weekend yesterday. It's Valentine's week. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. You know, somebody just reminded me that today is 13th, though. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh. Anyway, so send a nice message, you know, just appreciate that person, your favorite radio person. Just send them a lovely message, tag them, and just, you know, say how much you appreciate them and, you know, something nice to them today. So this is a shout out to all the radio fun, amazing radio persons across the world, across the globe. Happy International Radio Day. But most importantly, let's not stop preaching the message of peace, because it's very important, very, very important. There are people heating up the policy every day, not just in Nigeria, everywhere. People look for an opportunity to spread wrong message, propaganda. My first tweet this morning was about the fact that we all need to be careful, verify, you know, check and check again if there is anything that doesn't sit right about a message before you share, before you repost, because there's a lot of propaganda out there, especially for us here as we're getting ready for the elections. We need to be very careful. We need a peaceful process. We need to be able to have free, fair and credible elections, you know, with peace sprinkled all over, because you see, if it's not peaceful, people will be afraid to come out and vote, and we need to be able to vote under very safe and serene circumstances. And that peace process begins with you. How you talk, how you address issues, how you receive information. We all have to make sure that we stop, think before we take action. Okay, it's very important. I said all of that to say happy International Radio Day, Feta.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
When you were growing up, did you really love radio?
Yes.
And who was your favorite radio person when you were growing up?
That's the funny thing. So I think I've mentioned this to someone before. This person who listens to people don't always remember their names. I can't even lie. I can't tell you who. But I love the mystery surrounding hearing somebody's voice. I don't know how they look.
Oh, that was fun. That was the beauty of radio, not being able to tell who Marianne looked, who Marianne was.
So you just paint pictures in your head.
You could only tell from her voice. You could never tell what she looked like or what Sheriff looked like, you know, but you just imagined them. So you always painted a mental picture of what you thought these people looked like.
And I listened to a lot of radio dramas a lot. I know.
My favorite till tomorrow is Voices in the Market. It was a BBC Trust radio drama. It's been around for a long time. I don't know if they still do it. It used to be called Tok Tok or something like that. For me, I'll tell you what, one of the highest points for me in the media was working with the people that I used to listen to on the radio, people I idolized. I started out as an intern in my state broadcaster, and I was so I mean, half the time, I'm sure those people thought I was weird, because I would just be like staring at them, like, you know, somebody would say, oh, that's Mr. Saul. I'd be like, oh, Mr. Saul he used to work in Radio Nigeria, Joss, I think. And then he moved to Cross River Radio. And I used to be like, oh my God, is that him? But
You'll be left out of the conversation.
We have some information here quickly. Okay, we don't have any information.
No,
okay, quick. We're
going
to go for a quick break, guys. I just wanted to just talk a little bit about World Radio Day. And then we have some big conversation to have this morning. I need everybody's attention. It's about, I like to bring family matters on a Monday morning just to ruffle a few feathers and then bring some peace and calm, you know. But I'll tell you, the highest point of my radio life is working with people I idolize, people I used to listen to on the radio as a little girl. And then I started calling them by their first name. You know, in the media, you don't say Sir Amma, you just call them. I used to go home and be like in total awe.
like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, I'm working.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I'm
at the time, Mr. Soul used to have the baddest voice, if there's anything like that. And he would say, the Mr. Soul is on your radio. Like, it was good. Radio is different now. It used to be, so he would be saying, Mr. Soul, soft touch. I mean, he has a very thick voice, like Sheriff-ish. You know? And then I met him in person. I was like, oh my God, is this him? So yeah. I don't think it can get any better.
Well, I'm so happy. I'm so glad to be working with these amazing people on radio. This is like my 7th month on radio.
Nice.
I'm even
congratulations. So today, this is my 19th year on radio, guys.
Oh my God. Yes. Absolutely a legend. So you see.
We're going on a break. When we come back, it's What's Up Radio. My name, What's Up Lagos. Nobody's more What's Up Radio. Shout out to For Mike Bamina, to Chimanali, my day ones.
Cordry,
to Sherry Quadri.
Joy Sandra.
Everybody, guys, you know I love you. We'll be right back. Past the 10 o'clock hour. So what's up, Lagos? I'm Mary Anacol. Let's talk this morning. Now, you know, when a woman has babies, gives birth, you know, people come and visit, people come to see, they bring gifts. So there's an argument, there's a debate right now going on social media, and people are saying that the money should be given to the man because woman is busy carrying the baby. You know, she's pregnant. She probably might not be working, so she doesn't have money. It's the man that's picking up all the bills, so the money should be handled when you go to visit them.
Mm.
When you are leaving, whatever envelope you came with, you have to put it in the father's hands. Another group says, no, the woman is the one that carried the baby. What does the man know? The man has been sleeping, snoring every day. What do you mean by that? She's the one that is suffering. She couldn't sleep well. She don't push the baby. Why would you give the man money? What is the meaning of that? Some other people say, hey, is the innocent baby that you give this money? What are you talking about? To open the baby a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an ongoing debate. If you have been pregnant before, you've had a baby, or you're married and you've had kids, who do you think should take the money? Because you see, when money comes into the gist like this, things change.
Yeah, that's how you say everybody's real color.
Conversations go in different directions. So I want to know, guys, join the conversation this morning. Who should take the money? Who should receive the monetary gift that is being given when a baby is being born or when somebody comes to visit a newborn? Who should be receiving it? The mother or the father? Or is it the baby? Even though the baby doesn't know what to do.
If the baby could speak, I'm sure it would.
Give me all my money. But anyway, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Who should be receiving baby's money? Is it dad or is it mom? And you have to give us clear-cut reasons, okay? We're going to the phone lines, but we have a post up on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. You can send us a WhatsApp message also because we want to hear from you. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning, Kaboko.
Otani Kaboko, Esquire. I like you and your guest. I like Nigeria Info. Happy World Radio Day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make I tell you my truth. Okay. And I'm taking my opinion. It's the mother that's supposed to receive the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will go to work now. Then go back farm. Now if my mama go back farm, so they go back farm fast.
Mm.
So when they go time, they go time the money, when they go data. Okay. Let me get back farm. Okay. So that the woman supposed to collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and her.
Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, and her. I haven't heard that in a long time. Ho-ha.
It's equal to O-ha.
Anyway, so Utali saying that is the mother because, you know, she's
you
doing
call
most
him
of...
Utali.
That's what he calls himself, Utali Esquire. That the mother takes care of the baby, buys the pampers. But most people will tell you that the man, you know, is responsible for all of the monies that is used to buy the pampers. But, I mean, what do I know? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning
to everybody. You have Madam Shakara calling from Egbeda.
Okay, Madam Shakara.
Yeah. So in my humble opinion, I sincerely believe that the money came as a result of the newborn baby. When you were pregnant, nobody came to give you money.
Ooh.
So in my sincere opinion, the money belongs to the baby. What I did when I gave birth, all the money giving, I used it to open an account for the baby.
Aww.
So the money belongs to the baby, not to the mommy, not to the daddy. That's my own opinion.
But who takes the money? Because you see, that's the thing. Everybody takes the money in the guise of it's the baby's money. Of course, the guests who are bringing the money are saying, money for baby, for baby's clothes or something. But who takes the money?
The baby takes his money, open an account for the baby. With
baby cannot go
the baby
to
cannot
the...
baby cannot go and open the account by himself now.
You on behalf of the baby.
And you receive the money on behalf of the baby, right?
Yes, and the account should be opened on behalf of the baby.
In the
when
baby's
baby grows
name.
Up, you see that money would have yielded much interest.
Okay, Madam Shakara, thank you very All much right. for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Monday morning.
Please don't come and spoil our teas. Oh, yeah, wake
no,
up.
I'm under the weather, so Moko na just understand.
Yeah, you go still shout, I'm under the weather. Me too, I'm under the weather.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, I've arrived. Open the door for you. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Etete Okpanyang. Calling from Lagos.
Etete Okpanyang. Okay.
Well, yeah, I suppose no expert advice now. Which one of your own?
Okay.
All right, now. Now, husband, I ain't going to collect the money now. Now, woman won't collect now.
Why?
The husband, I start the thing now, so... I go take produce the thing come outside now the baby now. So,
But Naim born
Naim born now. Naim go hospital go born now.
Naim suffer for 9 months.
Naim they still Naim they bring money now to take care of the baby now. So Naim get to collect the money. So that's how it be. Thank you very much.
All right, Tete, thanks a lot for calling. Men,
you guys are
so you both have been suffering. You did not tell me this. So women, what's your part in this particular matter? Because I'd really like to hear it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Taiwo from Lagos.
All right, go ahead. What's your name? Oh, Taiwo. Did you say
Taiwo?
Taiwo. Okay.
Yeah. I think the money should belong to the baby. So maybe the father or the mother.
Nobody is arguing if the money is the baby's. We're saying who should the money be handed to? Because the argument is that
the
man should take the money.
The
really? Why?
Yeah, to the mother. She's the one in charge of everything. That the dad is the out, brother will be around to take care of the baby, do everything. So she has more access to the money than the father.
But the father is the one that is the man that is in charge of the house. He buys food, he buys everything. Why can't he be given the money?
That is his own duty. If the money was not given to the baby, he has to do it. His responsibility. He has to take over it.
Ikuku came here to die for all of us, Abby. All right. Thank you for calling.
Anyway,
I've got messages, but go ahead.
Reading says, why would a full-grown man like me be struggling to collect gifts and money that ordinarily should go to the mother of my child? Only low-budget dads does that.
That's, oh my God.
Stole somebody's head.
That's not even nice.
What's up, Lagos? Open an account for the child as soon he or she is born and save money for the child's future. The guest can give the money to either parent and the other partner will also be informed and together thank the guest who gave the money. Prince from Netherlands. Okay.
Prince, you're a posh man. That's why. You see? Yeah, and I brought somebody. Yeah, this conversation does not concern you.
Oh, yeah, now, yes, Steve from Kano. He says, if now man give the money, the papa collects. If now woman give the money, the mama collects.
Hey, we.
Baby go get him share when he begin grow, get sense. Bible say, who does not work should not collect anything.
You plan me, no.
It's innocent child.
Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. Sorry, please call us back. Well, if you're just joining the conversation, we're asking. There's a debate on social media right now. A young man posted saying that, you know, when gifts are given, when somebody comes to visit a child that's just been given birth to, the money needs to be handed to the father. And he started a debate. So people are saying, what do you mean by that? Is it the father that carried the baby? In fact, let me read what he said. Now, he said most Nigerian men... Okay, sorry. Let me read it well. He says, this is an unpopular opinion. That's how he starts it. He says, it's the father that you should give the envelope of money when visiting a couple who just had a baby, not the mother. If you ask any mother that what she remembers the most from when her baby was brand new, it's the words of encouragement, empathy, and being present, not the 5K notes that Baba Dayo squeezed in her hands. He now said, check him now. The mother isn't doing any supermarket run. She's not paying any bills or anything. And it's not like the 10K you put in an envelope can do anything for her. Women, come and answer. Come and answer.
Okay. And that person that posted that thing, is a man or a woman?
It's a guy.
Okay.
So I have also seen, I don't know if it's a thing here. I don't think it's an African thing, but I've seen people get push gifts. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So your boyfriend, your husband buys you a push gift. So
yeah,
it's more like a gift for pushing for, you know, carrying the baby for 9 months. So you're saying that she doesn't need to concern herself with that because she's an African woman, eh?
Mm.
Okay, well, let's have this debate. Guys, who should the money go to? You or the wife? 0700-993-993-993-993. Everybody says, everybody collects everything in the name of the baby. Hope you know. Baby is just the innocent victim.
Some persons are saying that they should give it to the baby. Just chuck it in the baby's hand.
But what would the baby do?
He will grow with the money in his hand.
How? If you're a lady, join the conversation. 0146571900. We want to hear from you. It's an ongoing debate. If you have just had a baby, and people come visiting, that little something they give, should it be given to you? Apart from the fact that there are clothes for the baby and things for the baby.
Gifts, yeah.
The money part, who should be receiving it? You or your husband? We've got messages. Let's take them.
Nelson from Shogunwe says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Feta. The money should be given to the mother on behalf of the baby. The mother is always with the baby, caring and nurturing the baby. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. Ijoma says, what's up, Lagos? Actually, the money belongs to the baby. It should be used to do something for the baby.
But who collects it?
For my two children, I kept all the money aside. As soon as I resumed from maternity leave, I opened an account with their names. The last is 20 years now and the account is still running. I have had to pay for return tickets to London from the account, pay school fees, etc. At some point, I gave standing order to my bank to transfer a certain amount every month into the account. The money belongs to the baby to be collected by the mother. This is Ijoma from Lagos.
Good girl, Ijoma. I mean, your kids are going to love you for this one.
The money can be collected by the mother, but the father can be in the know.
Of course he will be.
Just like my flight last 4 months when my wife gave birth. I paid all the bills, all clothes and food for the mother. Celebration time, I was unable to collect the smallest naira note from the guests, but all stretched all gifts to my wife. Mm-hmm. Waiting mango, do we move on?
Waiting mango.
If the man collect that money, the money fit enter voicemail. The money should be handed to the mother. So whenever the mother asks for money, anything like pampas, the man will say that's money, unko. From Abe.
Abe.
We know these dads.
Abe, you sound like my mother. All the food that you have been eating in this house.
We know these dads.
Where do you think the money came from?
These dads are
Top
the dads.
That you need to repent.
When they see that the woman has more money going on, if you just ask her, she be like, I saw you have more money.
Do you not keep it?
Come
you
on,
are asking me for daddy for the money. Come on. Come off it. Let's go back to the phone line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Oh,
apologies. Call me back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Hello,
what's
good
up,
morning
Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, good morning. We
Give
can
us
hear
the
you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's
up?
Good morning. My take on this is not a rocket science. No, the money should go to the mother of the baby. What would a man, where would you have that time to? Somebody is giving you money for baby and all that. It's women that own that.
Okay, money is money. What do you mean by where will you have the time? You are there.
No, yeah, money is money. But actually, the person that is available to get that money, what if the man is not on ground and all that?
The man is there.
To me, from now till December, the money should always go to the woman, I beg.
You don't like trouble in this life. Yeah, I can't
the
tell.
Money should always... Because at the end of the day, the woman will still be the one on ground to make use of the money for the baby. So, you know, at times, and it might even be at that point in time, a lot of things must have taken money from the man's hand. So once in a while, the money could be useful. So the money, any day, anytime, should go to the woman.
To the woman. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. You sound like you don't need to stress in this life. All woman will come and be dragging you. You can't shout. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
My name is Alabi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us the What's Up Lagos, Alabi, quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? To you too.
Thank you.
Cheers.
The ideal thing is for in a good home, the money needs to go to the mother. But the mother will still spend the money for the general benefit of the family.
Wow.
That is the bottom truth. Thank you.
Okay, thank
I like
you very
that
much.
Bottom truth.
It's the bottom truth. It now makes me think of the bottom pot of beans.
Let's go.
Okay, so Mega from Bagada says, today is Monday. Oh, this topic, Feta Marian. Any man that collect the money now only. The money she collect
Why?
And save it for the child.
What are you guys trying to say? Are you trying to say that men
don't
are not
money?
Capable of saving money for their children?
Money.
I mean, these are the men who are like the guys who bring the money home. It's not like women are not bringing the bacon home too, but you know what I mean.
Right.
So this small baby money is going to cause trouble. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Mike from Ibejulekki says, the truth of the matter is that the money belongs to the baby, but the money should be handed over to the mother because she's in the best position to take good account of that money and will open an account on the baby's name. But for most fathers, if the money ends up with them, it will enter voicemail. Hmm. So men are not accountable. That's what this guy's
wow,
saying.
That is not the even money, nice.
That's what he's
that's
saying.
That's not
though.
Nice.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? To me, any father who collects that kind of money is a broke father. Person who gets money, no good. They drag that kind of money. I'm ratty from Alaba. It's how men are dragging
hey.
Men. These are the issues.
Hey. So you are dragging this uncle that posted this. Hey.
He does a fight. Okay. Who collects babies? Who collects? Babies always know, so with time it will always be paid. Anyone who spend money and don't refund will pay as karma. Mm-mm. It's not that deep. If now men them give outside the house uncle Patrick from Akute.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I'm just gonna break it down again. So this gentleman is saying that look, he feels that the man should take the money because the woman is busy. That's the post that started this debate. Men should take the money.
Man, can you calm down for a little bit? Because this guy, his name is Victory. He just gave us another storyline.
Okay.
Let's bring a twist to it. He says, what if the baby is gifted 10 million? Will the man agree for it to go to the wife?
Ha! The money is bigger now. You see, for that uncle that said, please, I don't want trouble. I beg, what's even the money? Said,
so
I beg, January to December. If it's 10 million, will not make time?
Because I think we are all thinking 2K, 5K, 10K, 20K,
50K.
10M.
So 10 million, that rich uncle comes and says, oh, this is to my baby, something, something, 10 million. Let's start like a college fund for her, something, something, something. Uncle that says he's going to be busy. Where does the money go now? Who's going to keep this money?
Hmm? Who's going to keep it?
Who's going to even receive the envelope? That's the question. Because this guy is saying that he thinks the father should always be on standby to receive all the monies. Because the woman is busy breastfeeding, taking care of the baby, doing all the other things. Mm. The man is better in charge. Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Everybody's trying to call. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey!
Yes.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Six
That's
minutes
right.
gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. Yes. The best 2 hours that you can ever have on radio. My name is Mary Anacol. She's Feta.
Yes.
And we've been talking about a debate that's been happening on social media. Apparently, a young man posted that, you know, when you have a newborn and people are visiting you, the money, the envelope that's being handed to the family should go to the man. Because you see, the woman is busy taking care of the baby. The man pays all the bills. He's doing all the hard, you know, heavy lifting, blah, blah, blah. And so the money should go to the man. But then the women came for him very quickly, like, Wendy, what are you saying? Like, did you carry the baby for 9 months? Were you the one who had trouble sleeping? Were you the one that was throwing up? Were you the one that had appetite changes. Were you the one who was bloated and your feet were swollen? What are you saying, sir? The money comes to the mother. And then there are a few people who are saying, come on now. If this baby did not come, will you have this money? The money is for the baby. I would like to hear from you guys. Let's continue this debate because we have about 15 minutes more to have this conversation. And you have to be able to convince me without a doubt that the money is for the man, the woman, or the baby. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget, the money is for the baby, but who should collect it?
On behalf of the baby.
Mm-hmm. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Now, if you are a lady, join the conversation. 01465-7190. Would like to hear from you. And don't forget, the children, we are still trying to take our parents to court for all the monies they've been collecting on our behalf that we still did not see. We are still looking for Fanny Kayade. What's his name? Falz's dad. What's his name?
Falana.
Hey, Mr. Falana. And of course, Agbakoba. We want both of them to take our parents to court so we can retrieve our monies.
All the milk that you sucked and all the food that you ate.
I'm not there. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life. Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Well, okay, good.
From you guys.
What?
Great to hear from you. Can you turn your radio down, please?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Please.
All right. We need you to do that and call us back. Please. It's very important so that you can hear us and we can hear you back. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? I love
Cheers
it.
To life.
Woke up and chose energy.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mr. Agibola. I'm calling you from. Right now, I'm calling you from Maryland.
All right.
Go ahead. What do you think?
The money, yeah. It belongs to us, we the fathers.
Why?
Because when the woman gets the land, I will give her now. When she the chop, they do everything. Now we they give money to the chop now. Say you don't know it. She and the picking, I will they work for them, and then they chop.
So the work for the woman they do before, not be work,
No. Nah, I wish they do more. If we not do a special work, we first do before the picking comes.
And how do you do the work?
Special work, chicken.
Hey! And special work, we not easy.
Okay.
Work we do training for.
So if they give you the money, what will you do with it?
Now if I can't collect the money as usual, I will send Kai and give the mother and I say, you know. But now me the first Kai and give. I think borrow and do anything, so later I go give her back.
Based on head of the family team.
Head of house.
Well done. Thanks for calling. All the best. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What does it look like, somebody? Okay, welcome.
Just to life, please.
This is Nyanwa calling.
Oh, good morning,
baby.
Welcome.
Where's my first love? Where is he?
He's busy today. Are we not enough for you?
Okay. So, but I want to, number one, today is World Radio Day, so we will talk, tire.
Yes,
okay, now.
So, all those people, Mary and you, Faith, I, all our callers, listeners, everybody that our mother or daddy collected their money without refunding. I'm a female lawyer, so let all of them report to me.
Hero. We are gonna meet today. Tafa Balewa Square, please.
I want to carry it up. No.
Yes, we are gonna take it up.
Who will not carry your own for you?
She represents herself. Oh, Chinem. Auntie. Why did you turn on the radio? Ah, we have a female lawyer, so now we're gonna add this female lawyer to the male lawyers that we
pro bono.
So because you know she's not SAN. Those other ones are SAN. She's about to be AN. You understand? Yes. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Hello. Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
It's what's up, Lagos.
What do you mean? Are you saying that we're troublemakers? I don't like this.
Please let the mother have the money, because the only way the man can only have it is perhaps maybe okay, or the mother, God forbid, maybe at the place of birth she passed, then the baby's alive. The man has access. But aside from that, the mother went through 9 months, the push, the CS, everything. So let the money go to the mother. Even if it is 10 million naira, let it go to the mother.
Okay, yeah,
at the
sure.
end of the day.
Yeah, sure. That even if it's 10 million naira, you are sure like this.
Yes, I said so, with 100% guarantee. Because at the end of the day, the money will be used for the baby.
Sorry, I want to know, what's the name of your family? Are your family members all like this? Because I might want to marry your brother, if this is how you people are.
Are you sure to even marry my brother?
I go marry him.
What do you mean by that?
Why?
What are you talking about?
Is it that your brother is not marriable?
He's marriable.
So why are you trying to spoil
so
his marriage?
So why are you now?
Okay, well, let's leave that subject aside.
Thank you very much.
My own opinion.
Okay.
Let it go to the mother.
Okay, thank you very much.
Even if it's 10 million,
I like people that are like this, that they don't like trouble. You know, don't be sending the money to the wife just to have peace. Can your brother please call me?
That,
my number
that
is...
That guy did not... You didn't mention 10M to him, or...
He's
so I think he's part
this.
Of the people who is thinking 5K, 10K, 20K, 50K.
No, he said even if it's 10 million, that's what he said.
Do you know what? Let's just do some WhatsApp messages so that you see. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? When my son was born, I had friends coming around with gifts and money, though she kept on mentioning everything to me. The only one I actually took note of was 600K, which I told her we should open an account with it and leave it there, though she... the money was sent to her account. After 4 months, I asked of the money. She told me she had spent it without me knowing. I tried finding out what she did with it. Part of it was used for her niece's school fees. I should have just ignored. For me, I don't think the man should bother himself much about these things. Funny enough, I don't even know how much she earns her salary and how she spends it. She doesn't.
You don't know how much your wife earns?
Yes, her salary and
what?
How she spends it.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude. What?
It happens, huh?
No, you shouldn't.
I just do what I have to do. Simple. Cereal from India. Now, this guy says, if a house is giving as a gift, who lives in it? And if a car is giving, who drives? Now, then we go, yeah, we are family, we are one. Patrick from Makute. What kind of topic is this? And the response from some men, my God. Some of these men really exist. Now, wow. Some men don't even deserve to be married. And I pity the women that lives with such men. It's pathetic. That's what take easy. Not that
it's
like
not
that.
Even something that's going to cause problems like this.
Good morning, ladies. Put a price tag of 5 million on the money. Supposing a guest gave a check of 5 million, who owns the money? These people
it's
saying...
The baby.
These people saying it's for mother with change mouth. A fees for Mushudim. Okay. All right. Okay, so this person just wants to say, I joined the host of others to celebrate this great day with you guys out there. Thanks for a wonderful package each day in communicating, sharing, discussing, and conveying accurate information to the public. I appreciate you all. Kadri, Marianne, Joy, Uncle Jimmy, Auntie Oge, Femi, and others from Tebekemi, Lucky.
Thank you, Lucky. We appreciate it.
Yes, so everybody seems to agree that it should go to the mother.
Not everybody.
I cannot wait to burn my baby now.
That's why I had that man. That does he have a marriageable brother? Because I want a pregnant
because
now.
Because I see if there's a
because I know an uncle that will give us 10 million.
Who is the uncle?
I cannot call his name now.
I think there is a fortune waiting for me after shard bet. So Lord, bring the shard now.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Everybody is saying their shout out, so please don't let us forget the tech show.
Okay.
They are also our WhatsApp Lagos show, okay. Even though they are not in the house anymore.
Uh-huh. That's okay. The more reason why you should know what to do, but that's okay.
The money to go to the mother.
Why?
Because they are the mother now, they take care of the baby.
What do you mean? The father takes care of the baby and the mother?
Abi.
Yes, so, but the mother is the one doing everything now. The crying, not sleeping, everything, breastfeeding, all and all.
Okay.
Just let them have it too. So we can
peace to rest.
Thanks.
See, the way he said it, let them just have it too.
For peace. So, so we are war.
You know, it's not like I'm giving you from the bottom of my heart.
I don't think we should agree. I mean, are we war? We are peace.
I am a law. I am a lion. Anyway, guys, we're going to read one quick message and then we have two messages for you. When the conversation is sweet, his juice is dripping. Time is never enough.
I'm telling you.
Never enough, but that's Mondays for you guys. Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with more juicy conversation. And you know how it is. Don't forget, as we celebrate World Radio today, it's most important that we don't talk about radio without talking about peace, peaceful conversations, promoting peace in all the things. As much as we're probing, we're asking questions, we're sounding off, we're talking peace. We need to go about it in a peaceful manner. Using the... you know, 8 pillars of peace and just making sure that, you know, whatever we do does not cause trouble. We're not whipping up sentiments to cause trouble or tensions. We'll try as much as possible to consider one another in every single conversation that we have. Love to all radio people out there. You guys are the best. I tell you, you are the best. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. I'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. On Lagos's Best Conversation. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. Or better still, you can search for Mary Ann Duke Cohn everywhere else.
Yeah, I'm Feta. You can follow me at Feta Dynamo on Instagram. I'll see you tomorrow.